Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we were talking about this last week. Rob Manfred, your boy, the Major League Baseball commissioner.
Why is he my boy?
I don't know. I just like saying that. But he came out with all the rule change proposals. Well, he didn't, but it was leaked to The Athletic and whatever. And sure. It just seems like Manfred does this every year to kind of stir up a little bit of conversation. And I don't blame him. I mean, David Stern used to do the same thing with, like, the dress code and changing the basketball. I mean, it's smart to try to control the narrative when your teams, when your sport is not in season. And so he's trying with the various rule changes. He did come out right away and say that the universe, what did he back off on? Universal DH, or I forget what it was. He backed off on something right away. But anyway, they're talking about the, you know, the three batter minimum for relief pitchers and the pitch clock.
One trade deadline, which I really like.
One trade deadline.
Great idea.
Fewer mound visits. And then, of course, the DH, moving the DH to the National League. And look, that's one of, if not the oldest debate in the history of sports radio, right up there, which should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame.
He should, yes.
So I'm not going to sit here and debate the DH. But it is really weird. And we brought this up last week on the air. We kind of wanted to expand on it a little bit. It is really weird when you think about sports and you think about the NFL and the NHL and the NBA. They all play a uniform game. There's no difference. There's no difference at all. If you watch an NBA game, you don't know if it's an Eastern Conference game or a Western Conference game or whatever. But in baseball, in one league, they have a designated hitter. And in the other league, they don't.
And all the dimensions are different, too.
True. Yeah. They used to be in hockey. Not all of them, but used to have smaller rinks in certain buildings and larger rinks in other buildings. Now they're all pretty much smaller rinks because the owners want to get as many seats in as they possibly can. Okay, so this is going to be kind of a more of a creative segment. Having the DH in one league and not in the other would be like this happening in another sport. And just like extreme example, two quarterbacks in the AFC, one in the NFC. Well, of course that's absurd. But what would the equivalent be? Because it really is a dramatically different way to approach the game, and the fact that we accept it as the norm is really weird.
In hockey, the Western Conference teams get to use sticks while the Eastern Conference teams get to use bats.
No.
I mean, but it is kind of silly.
But what if the bats were rabid?
No, different kind of bats.
Oh, sorry.
Let me stop with the rabid bats. Yes, yes. How about this one? In the NFL, it would be the equivalent of not allowing a team that deserves to go to the Super Bowl because they missed the call. Oh, wait, no, that actually happened. I'm sorry.
Because the
Saints, yeah.
No, I mean, to say like one league plays with sticks and another plays with bats, that's beyond absurd, right? I mean, I wanted to think of something that actually is somewhat captures it. Like, the game is still the same. It's just a pretty significant wrinkle in one league versus the other. Like, for example, in the Western Conference, power plays are 5-on-4. In the Eastern Conference, power plays are 6-on-4.
Right.
Or in the Western Conference, You get a power play until you score a goal. In the Eastern Conference, you get an entire 2 minutes of the power play, no matter how many goals you score.
How about this one? In the NBA, in the Western Conference, a three-pointer is shorter than in the Eastern Conference.
That's actually not bad. That's actually very similar.
Yeah.
Now the problem
you are right.
Be,
it's so silly when you think about it.
I mean, the problem would be is that if you played interconference matchups, you would have to have different floors, right? Or no, I guess you would play.
No.
No, it'd be like the DH. That's actually a perfect example, because when you'd go to an Eastern Conference arena like the LCA and the three-point line is shorter, you'd play with those dimensions. Where if you go to the Staples Center to play the Lakers, you play with longer dimensions. That's actually perfect.
Oh,
you win.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Topic done. Let's go.
I don't normally agree with you.
Having a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Again, don't normally agree with you. Yeah.
What about like in one conference, you wouldn't be able to ice the puck on a power play or shorthanded? It would be icing.
It would be icing. And the other one, you would.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's a pretty significant advantage and would probably generate more goals, much like the designated hitter generates more scoring. And the designated hitter, as Verlander pointed out last week, certainly puts much more pressure on an American League pitching staff, starting pitcher, whatever. Whereas in the National League, you can pitch around the eighth hitter to get to the ninth hitter. It essentially, it dulls your lineup to such a major degree.
There's no question.
What about in like one conference in the NFL if you could kick for two from the 50-yard line? The extra point is 33-yard kick. You could do a normal two-point conversion, or you could try a 50-yard field goal for two.
But you could only do it in the NFC, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody would do, though.
Hell yeah, you would.
Justin Tucker.
Having a great kicker, just like a great DH. Justin Tucker is David Ortiz.
Yeah. Matt Prater, Edgar Martinez.
Yes.
I mean, same thing, really. That would do? That would put more kickers in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Stop.
It would. Tim in St. Clair, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What if you had the three-point line in one conference and not in the other in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, similar. I mean, the scoring would be way up. I don't know that the DH has that dramatic of an effect. Maybe it does on the scoring.
No, I think you're probably right. It probably doesn't have that dramatic effect, but that was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I do think Rieger's idea is a little bit more nuanced and probably better describes the difference. It's just a shorter two. I mean, imagine if the three-point line was shorter in the East.
Right.
How much would one of those teams pay to get a guy like Steph Curry?
Absolutely. But the other thing, too, is it would screw you up as well, I feel. So you get guys in the East that have the shorter three-point line. They go play the Lakers, let's say.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's a longer three-point line would screw up a couple things. First of all, your normal three-point shot is longer.
Yeah.
But if it goes the other way around, what's normally a three-point shot is shorter. It's gonna jack up your shot.
Well, that much like, you know, they always talk about how the American League team has such an advantage when it comes to the World Series because they have the DH.
Sure.
And the National League doesn't. I take that back. They're deficient because when they go to the National League ballparks, you're going to have players like last year. The big question when the Red Sox went out to play the Dodgers was they had J.D. Martinez. They had who was the guy they wanted to get? I'm trying to remember now. They had to get in the lineup. Whatever. But with David Ortiz, that was always the case.
Right.
They had to move him to first base when they went to the National League ballpark.
Same thing with the Tigers and Victor Martinez when they were actually good.
I mean,
is Victor Martinez going to be able to play in the World Series in National League cities? And it's a total disadvantage for the American League.
Catcher.
Yeah, well, there you go. First base. Oh, wait, what about Miggy?
But I always felt it was somewhat of a disadvantage for the National League team as well because they didn't have a specialist for that particular position. So they would say, oh, we're going to have so-and-so be the DH. But that's a lot different than having David Ortiz or, in his prime, Victor Martinez
100%,
be the DH.
Because you have a DH every day in the American League,
and
the National League, you just got your best guy off the bench.
Yeah, your best guy off the bench, who usually isn't a power hitter, usually isn't an average hitter, because he's your best guy off the bench.
And the other thing, too, by the way, is there should only be one Cy Young, right? I mean, or in the NL and the AL, because NL pitchers have it so easy. I wouldn't say so easy. They do. They face an eighth hitter, which in the American League is your ninth hitter.
Yeah.
Then they face a pitcher, which is another nine hitter or even worse because he's a pitcher and doesn't hit. I mean, if you want to make a great living in Major League Baseball after your first contract, go to the National League.
Right.
Life in any place but Colorado, life is good.
Well, I didn't even think about this until just now. And I'm not sure. I'm sure there's other examples of this. But Scherzer, when he was here, was a great pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, yes, won the Cy Young.
But he's gone to Washington and gone next level.
And he's a phenomenal pitcher. Why do you think? Because when sabermetrics is so big, right, the little nuances as you talk about, how big is it that you get the pitch? Okay, let's say you face a pitcher, twice maybe, if he's a good pitcher in that game?
Oh.
In a National League game.
Two and a half.
So you are facing the seventh hitter four times, the eighth hitter four times, and a pitcher twice.
Right.
That's 10 at-bats for crappy hitters.
And not to mention the fact that, again, for most teams, not all teams, but for most teams, you are replacing a pitcher who, best case scenario, is maybe a 180 hitter, unless you're Madison Bumgarner.
Right.
With David Ortiz.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
It's not like you're replacing him with Pete Cosma. You're replacing him with some of the more feared power hitters in the game. So you're adding that to everybody else you have to go through in the lineup.
Well, I like the old fat guys that can stick around, make the DH around all of baseball so more fat, out of shape DHs can get jobs.
All right. We're not debating the DH, Rieger.
Oh, we're not. I'm sorry.
We are debating whether if the designated hitter rule in Major League Baseball, agree or disagree, whatever. But it doesn't make sense that one league has one rule and the other has another rule, especially now with interleague play. And so we're saying, what is the equivalent? What would the equivalent be if they were to do it in any of the other three sports? And these are some of the entries so far. I think the best I've heard so far is your idea that the three-point line is a little bit shorter in one conference than it is in the other in basketball.
Say it again, will you?
I think your idea is the best so far.
I like that.
Although it would really throw off, like constantly looking down at your feet to see if you're, you know, if you play with a smaller three-point line and you're playing against a team with a longer three-point line, it would definitely throw you off completely.
Yeah, buzzer beaters would be tricky.
Yes.
If you needed a three to win or tie and you accidentally shoot a two.
Ticket text 97136. In the NFC, the goalposts are the standard width, and in the AFC, they are 3 feet narrower.
See, that seems like, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty significant. Absolutely. NFL, one league always has to go for two.
Like that?
Yeah. It would be like the AFC gets an extra guy on offense, 12 guys versus 11, and the NFC is 11 versus 11.
I think that's taking it too far.
I actually think it'd be more like if in one conference it were 10 on 10, and then in the other one it's 11 on 11.
So the 10 on 10 is more advantage, right? More space?
I would think so, right? You have more space to run crazy plays with your receivers. I mean, you could still have, you know, 3-4 receivers.
Right, because you would have four offensive linemen instead of five, right?
You might still have five offensive linemen. You could just have five offensive linemen.
But then you're missing a skill set player, though.
Yeah, but on like third and 15, you can put four wide receivers
out. Fair enough.
The NHL equivalent would be getting rid of the two line passes in one conference. That makes a lot of sense. A more open style of play. Let's go to Isaac in Lansing on 97.1 of the Ticket. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm going to try and top Rieger with this one, but if you were to get rid of the punter in one league and keep the punter in the other league, I think that the National League is more of a chess match. So if you were to keep the punter, it's like having that chess match still. And if you have, the American League would be compared to not having a punter where you'd have to go for it on fourth down.
Well, first of all, I love that you have to go for it on fourth down. But definitely a disadvantage, right? But I understand what you're saying about the National League too, because of the double switches, it makes it more strategic, but it also, I think, makes it more boring just because, you know, the eighth and ninth hitters are automatic outs for the most part.
That too. Also, also I have to say that pitcher and punter both start with D.
and in er.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good job, Isaac. Appreciate it. It's a very valid point. He does make a very good point.
I really
pitcher and punter both start with P.
Probably should stop the topic. I mean, that really, really tops it. Really sums it up.
That's not bad, actually. In one conference, although if you play, you know, like the Super Bowl, you know, you'd have 2 weeks to prepare for a situation where you don't use your punter. I mean, as different as the designated hitter makes baseball, it doesn't dramatically change the fiber of the game.
It's sure,
still pitcher trying to get the hitter out. Here on third and 10, you got a lot more options in the playbook because you can still go for it. You have to go for it.
So what if you're backed up on your own seven?
Tough.
And it's you're screwed, right?
Yeah,
there it is. I would like to see a game played like that just to see how it works out.
I'd watch.
Oh, I totally would. Like, I think that's what the AAF should do. No punters at all.
Let's go to Mike in Roseville on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. So you guys are talking about changing structures and fields, like changing the three-point line. That doesn't equate because basically you're changing a player. So in the football, you have someone whose specialization is to kick field goals. You want to eliminate him, sort of like a designated hitter, and you're keeping the punter. So now the punter has to kick your field goals if you're in the AFC, where you still have a field goal kicker in the NFC.
That's actually a great one.
You guys are talking about changing the structures. That's what pisses me off more about baseball than not having a league with designated hitters. What pisses me off is each stadium is different for home run hitting. So you can have someone who hits it out to the tracks and be out, where in another stadium he can win, he can hit the game-winning home run. That's what pisses me off about baseball.
So, Mike, let me go back to your original point, though, on the Mike plan. So let's say the AFC has a kicker and a punter, but the NFC only has one. What happens when the NFC goes to the AFC stadium to play? They then bring a guy off the practice squad or what?
No, it's the punter. The punter now has to kick the field goal.
No, but Jamie's saying the other way around. What about when you go to the conference that allows you to have a field goal kicker?
Oh, yeah, then you'd have someone from the fans, I guess.
By the way, Mike is very pissed off, too.
Nate Freeze, come on down.
He is right, by the way. What about this, though, Jamie? What about this? Forget the punter. Remember, we were talking like one league will not punt and you have to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
What about, honestly, if one league gets the kick field goals and the other league doesn't get the kick field goals? Like, how do you think that would work out?
But again, what happens when you have a crossover game? So you spend the entire season not practicing special teams, not practicing kick blocks, not practicing kicks, none of that. And then you go play in an NFC stadium that has kicks. How do you? I mean, again, if you go play in a National League ballpark as an American League team and the pitcher has to hit, he takes BP for a little bit. And let's face it, some of these guys are good enough athletes that they're not that far behind some of the other pitchers.
They probably all hit in college or high school.
Yeah, I mean, there's every now and then you get the one outlier like Bumgarner back in the day, like what, Don Robinson. I mean, you get one of those guys, but more often than not, they're either bunting or striking out. That's just what they do. Right? Gov, go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to say, like, what about, like, Big Ten or something, if they just made it illegal for Big Ten teams to, like, run on first down so they can actually compete with the SEC?
So Harbaugh would go to a different conference?
Yeah, you can't use a fullback at the one-yard line.
So Harbaugh would go to a different conference, is what you're saying?
You can't go to three tight end formations.
Very predictable offenses.
I was just trying to think of something to get Rieger's blood boiling.
9 o'clock.
Have you seen Gattis's comments, by the way, on Twitter?
About what exactly?
Time and space. The offense is going to be great. Nico Collins put up a highlight video package of himself. And Gattis replied, "We are improving." And his hashtag is like time and space.
Oh, nice. I believe it's speed and space.
Speed and space. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
But you won't believe it until you actually see.
Well, hell no, I'm not going to believe it.
Will you?
Will you?
Will anybody?
I do think it's going to
change. I'm not
sure
Nico Collins will believe it. All right, Tony has a sports update. 97.1 the tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.